From Spark and Anvil and Deal Tales, this is The Vanderbilt in Chapter 1 of the Deal Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the corner table in the Deal Tales hall, a small gray heron named the Vanderbilt laid two cards face down and said nothing at all. Across from her sat a nervous badger, hunched over his hand, chewing his lip. It was his turn to bid. He looked at the Vanderbilt, hoping for a hint, but she only folded her wings and waited, patient as a stone. "Two clubs," the badger finally blurted, half-guessing. The Vanderbilt's eyes brightened. She didn't answer with a lecture. She reached to the little shelf beside her, pulled down a worn-bound book, and opened it to a dog-eared page. "You just said something," she told him. "Do you know what?" "I bid two clubs?" "You asked me a question," she tapped the page. "In the system you and your partner picked before the game started, two clubs there means, do you have a four-card major? Not just any old two clubs, that one." She turned the book so he could see the neat lines of it. "So, do I?" The badger looked down at the four hearts fanned in his own hand, then back up, confused. "But you can't see my cards." "I don't need to," she placed a card. "Two hearts. That's my answer. Yes, hearts. Now you know where we fit, and I never said a word about my cards out loud." She leaned back, warm gray feathers settling. "That's the whole trick. We're not guessing at each other across the table. We agreed on a language before we sat down. Every bid I make hands you real information, because we both promised what the words mean." The badger stared at the two hearts like they'd appeared by magic. "You told me something, without telling me." "Now you're getting it," the Vanderbilt said. She had learned what that felt like long before she came to the hall. The Vanderbilt grew up in the Marshkeeper village, in a family of herons who kept the village records. Every agreement, every promise, every "we'll meet at the low bridge when the water rises." When she was small, she thought all that record keeping was dull. Words on paper, old traditions nobody used. Then, one gray morning, the fog rolled in so thick you couldn't see wingtip to wingtip. Her grandfather stood at the marsh edge and gave a single low call, one note, held. And, from somewhere out in the white, another heron answered, one short note back. Her grandfather relaxed all at once. "Who was that?" the Vanderbilt whispered. "How do you know they're safe? You can't even see them." "Because we agreed, long ago, what that call means," he said. "One long note, are you all right? One short note back, I'm here, I'm fine. We settled it years before the fog ever came." He looked down at her kindly. "The agreement isn't the fog day. The agreement is what lets you reach each other on the fog day. We built the words when it was clear, so we'd have them when it wasn't." Something settled in her chest that morning. A quiet, steady feeling, like a held breath let go. The old records weren't dull. They were a way of not being alone in the fog. She started reading them all. She walked to Deal Tales when she was 15, carrying her grandfather's book under one wing. Wisp, the mentor, met her at the door and asked the question every newcomer got. "What are the classical conventions?" The Vanderbilt could have listed a dozen. Instead, she opened her book to a blank page and drew two little birds facing each other. "It's the language two partners agree on before they ever sit down," she said. "Without it, a bid is just a hopeful guess. With it, a bid is a message the other one can trust." She looked up. "Partners can't chat about their cards during the game. That would be cheating. So the bidding is the conversation. But it only works if they built the words ahead of time." Wisp studied the two little birds on the cage for a long moment. "You are appointed," she said.
The Vanderbilt's workshop filled up fast because everyone was scared of the bidding at first. A wren came in one afternoon, flustered. "There are so many systems," she said. "Stamen, Blackwood, transfers. It feels like a secret club, like you have to be born knowing it." The Vanderbilt shook her head slowly. "It's the opposite of a secret club. A secret keeps people out, A convention lets people in. The second you learn it, you're speaking the same language as everyone else who learned it. She set her hand of cards on the table. Watch. Partner opens one no trump. I want to know if we share a major suit. So I bid two clubs, stamen. And that means... It means, do you have a four hearts or four spades? Nothing else. Partner answers two diamonds for no, or names the major for yes. She played it out, calm and unhurried. See how steady that is? I'm not sweating, I'm not fidgeting. Not because I'm clever, because I practiced. We agreed on the words when things were calm, so I stay calm when it's my turn. The Wren tried it herself, hesitant, then got it right. Her shoulders dropped an inch. There, the Vanderbilt said gently. That calm you feel, it isn't a gift some players are born with. It's just being prepared. Anyone who learns the words gets to feel it. Nobody's locked out. She smiled. The system belongs to whoever bothers to learn it. And it's alive. People still invent new conventions, still polish the old ones. You could add a page to this book someday.
Later, when the hall had emptied, the Wren came back with a quieter question. When you bid, and you can't say a single word out loud, how do you know your partner really understood? The Vanderbilt thought of the fog and the two notes crossing the white and her grandfather letting his breath go. You trust the agreement, she said. You settled the words together back when it was easy. So when it's hard, when it's your turn and your heart's going quick, you don't have to be brilliant. You just have to remember what you promised each other. She closed the book softly. That's what the calm really is. It's not being fearless. It's knowing you're not guessing alone. The Wren nodded, and the Vanderbilt watched the tight, worried set of her go loose. The same easy breath she'd felt at the marsh edge as a chick. The day the fog answered back.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Vanderbilt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.